This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, I am pleased that I have power. That's always nice. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. This is just the way of things. Ammunition always coming in, ammunition always coming out. Going out, excuse me. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have a lot of friends that are never Trumpers, and they constantly ask me if I'm not bothered by his lack of decorum. They ask me if I don't think his tweets are beneath the dignity of the office. Here's my answer. We have tried dignity. There could not have been a man of more quiet dignity than George W. Bush as he suffered the outrageous lies and politically motivated hatreds that undermined his presidency. We tried statesmanship. Could there be another human being on this earth who so desperately prized collegiality as John McCain? We tried propriety. Has there ever been a nicer human being ever than Mitt Romney? And the results were always the same. And this is because while we were playing by the rules of dignity and collegiality and propriety, the left, for the past 60 years, engaged in a knife fight where the only rules are those of Saul Alinsky and the Chicago mob. And I don't find anything dignified or collegial or proper about Barack Obama's lying about what went down on the streets of Ferguson in order to ramp up racial hatreds because racial hatreds served the Democratic Party. I don't see anything dignified in lying about the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi and imprisoning an innocent filmmaker to cover his tracks. I don't see anything statesmanlike in weaponizing the IRS to be used to destroy your political opponents and any dissent. Yes, he was articulate and polished, but in no way was he in the least bit dignified, collegial, or proper. The left has been engaged in a war against America since the rise of the children of the 60s. To them, it's been an all-out war where nothing is held sacred, nothing is seen as beyond the pale. It's been a war that they fought with violence, the threat of violence, demagoguery and lies from day one, the violent takeover of the university still happening today. Problem is that through these years, the left has always been the only side fighting this war. They've been taking a knife to anyone who stands in the way, and the right has continued to act with dignity, collegiality, and propriety. With Donald Trump, all of that comes to a screeching end. Donald Trump is America's first wartime president in the culture war. During wartime, things like dignity and collegiality simply aren't the most essential qualities that you look for in a warrior. Ulysses Grant was a drunk whose behavior in peacetime might well have seen him drummed out of the army for conduct unbecoming. Had Abraham Lincoln applied the peacetime rules of propriety and booted Grant, the Democrats might well still be holding their slaves today. Lincoln rightly recognized that, and he said, "I cannot spare this man. He fights." General George Patton was a vulgar, talking SOB. In peacetime, this might be seen, you know, he might get stripped of rank, but had Franklin Roosevelt applied the normal rules of decorum, then Hitler and the socialists would barely be five decades into their thousand-year Reich. Trump is fighting, and that's particularly delicious, because like Patton standing over the battlefield as his tanks obliterated Rommel's, he was shouting, "You magnificent bleep, I read your book. that's just the icing on the cake. But it's wonderful to see that not only is Trump fighting, he's defeating the left using their own tactics. That book is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, a book so essential to the left war, the leftist war against America, that it is and was a playbook for the entire Obama administration and the subject of Hillary Clinton's senior thesis. It is a book of such pure evil that just like the rest of us would dedicate our book to those we might love, Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer. Trump's tweets may seem rash and unconsidered, but he's doing exactly what Alinsky suggested to his followers that he would do. First, instead of going after the fake media, they are so fake they have literally gotten every single significant story in the past 60 years not just wrong but diametrically opposed to the truth. From the Tet Offensive to Benghazi to what really happened on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, Trump isolated CNN. He made it personal. And then, just as Alinsky suggests, he employs ridicule, which Alinsky described as the most powerful weapon of all. Now, everyone gets it is not just CNN. In fact, a world where Sharpton and Maddow and Krugman and Kristoff are people of influence and whose reporting is in no way significantly different than CNN. CNN is just a piker. But his tweets put CNN in an untenable and unwinnable position. He's shown that he can go around them, and they can't simply just stand there and watch it happen. They have to respond, and this leaves them with only two choices. They can either go high, as Hillary would disingenuously declare of herself, and the fake news would disingenuously report as the truth, and begin to honestly and accurately report the news, or they can double down on their usual tactics and hope to defeat Trump with twice their usual hysteria and demagoguery. The problem is this. If they do the former, if they were to start honestly reporting the news, that would be the end of the Democratic Party they serve. It is nothing but the incessant use of fake news, or propaganda if you want to use a bigger word, that keeps the left alive. If CNN had honestly and accurately reported that then-candidate Barack Obama's close ties to foreign terrorists, Rashid Khalidi, domestic terrorists, William Ayers, the mafia, Tony Rezko, the true evils of his spiritual mentor, Jeremiah Wright, imagine if they had honestly and accurately conveyed the evils of his administration's weaponizing of the IRS to be used against their political opponents, or his running guns to the Mexican cartels, or the truth about the murder of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and the Obama administration's cover-up. That means going high is a non-starter for CNN. That leaves them no other option but to ratchet up. They're going to conjure up the next nothing burger to devote 24 hours a day to hysterical rants about how it's worse than Nixon. And that's what they have chosen to do, obviously. The problem, as they become more and more hysterical, they become more and more obvious and funny. And by causing this hysteria, he has forced them into numerous highly embarrassing and discrediting mistakes. So in their desperation, they have lowered their standards even further and run with articles so clearly fake that even the leftist libel laws protecting the media, they've had to wholly retract and erase these stories repeatedly. Their flailing has... And Trump has seen them cross the line into criminality with CNN using their vast corporate fortune to hunt down a private citizen for making fun of them in an internet meme. So, to my friends on the left and the Never Trumpers as well, do I wish we lived in a time where our president could be collegial and dignified and proper? Sure. Yeah, I do. But we don't live in those times. This is war. And it's a war that we're joining late. It's a war the left has been fighting without opposition for the past 50 years. So you can say anything you want about this guy. I don't care. You can say that he's crude. I don't care. You can say that he's vulgar. I don't care. You can say that he can be undignified at times. And I don't care. Because I wasn't voting for a Boy Scout. We got a whole district full of them up there. I wasn't looking for somebody pure. I was looking for somebody ruthless. I was looking for somebody effective. If I couldn't have Patton, Trump is the next best thing. So, see you in the ring. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about something that everybody talks about all the time. Let's talk about when you're in fear of losing your life. Let's talk about suffering a serious injury at the hands of an assailant. talk about that, how that computer that we call a brain kicks in and automatically performs certain physical functions. Some will call this the fight or flight response because our body makes itself ready to do battle or to run for it. We cannot completely stop our body from preparing for bad things, but we can recognize it and learn ways to minimize the effect or work around it. Defensive trainers have long known about these involuntary body functions and in many cases have developed ways for us to operate in spite of them. Now, there's a number of things that happen to our body when we are frightened, but let's look at four things that immediately affect our ability to fight. First of these fight-or-flight responses is our natural tendency to focus our vision on the perceived threat. Some call it tunnel vision because we're tempted to lock our vision on the threat so hard that we're often unaware of other things going on around us. This is not something we can do as an armed citizen if we're going to get in a gunfight. We have to be looking to see if there's anybody else coming at us from a different angle or not be aware of the police when they arrive on the scene. We do not want to continue to gunfight with the police there. Neither scenario is particularly appealing for a host of reasons. This is the reason that defensive students are taught to scan the area around them after firing on a threat. Now, a lot of tactical instructors get sort of uppity about this one. They get out there and they say, well, you know, they stick the gun out, they fire, they pull the gun back, they look. Why don't they just go, I quit? Now, and that's because in a tactical operator type setting, you never put the gun down. You're constantly moving on that one. Except the first few times when you do that kind of stuff, you have the same sort of fight or flight thing happening. But there's a lot of instructors out there now that are trying to do away with the scan or explain the scan or something like that, and who knows? Do I think the scan is necessary? You need to understand what the scan is for. There's a reason boxers have something called footwork where they're constantly moving because they never stop moving. And in a gunfight, that's not a bad idea to have. But the scan is to try to snap you out of the tunnel vision. But understand what the scan is for. Now, it's a mistake to fire a couple of shots at the bad guy and then turn your head meaninglessly from side to side. You stay focused on the threat until you can believe that he or she is no longer an immediate threat. And then you look, and you actually look at the area around you for any other threat. The firearm is at the ready position, and you need to be prepared to immediately resume fighting. This is not the time to let your guard down. This is the time to be looking for something, for the next thing. Now, when we are alarmed to the point of being concerned for our safety during the fight or flight response, our eardrums also tighten up. That makes it difficult to hear sounds that would ordinarily be easily picked up. So we have learned that when working with a partner, we need to relay commands and information in a loud voice. That's also important when dealing with untrained family members who are also experiencing the fight or flight response. You're going to have to yell at them clearly and tell them to get down, to take cover. And you're going to have to do it in a way where you're not screaming. You're going to have to do it in a way that with some authority. Your heart rate is going to generally increase when you are experiencing extreme stress, but it is sending blood to our outer extremities to help deal with injuries instead of ensuring a needed flow to the brain. With folks who are out of shape, this could be extreme enough to cause a heart attack or a stroke. And that is words to live by. At the same time, under these conditions, you can find yourself breathing very shallowly. So you have to overcome this phenomenon by consciously forcing yourself to breathe deeply. Finally, in fight or flight moments of high stress, we are likely to lose our fine motor skills. Now, this is like picking up a pencil, buttoning your shirt. Suddenly, things that have been easy to do with your fingers are no longer possible, or they become extremely difficult. So when you operate a firearm, you cannot completely exclude the use of fine motor skills, but you have to find other ways to perform the same function when you're in fight or flight. So instead of using your fingers, you have to use your whole hand. And this is the reason that many instructors teach students to use their whole hand on top of the slide when chambering around. This is what they call the slingshot. Trying to just use the thumb and the index finger of the support hand is just not positive enough under extreme stress. I've seen some people that can't pull that slide back. Grabbing it by the back on top, near the backside, and running it back with your whole hand will work every time. It's also the reason that sending the slide home by using the thumb to press the slide stop is a bad idea as well. So slingshotting is a much easier, more reliable, uniform, going to work every time way. It's a much more positive function to use the whole hand on the top of the slide, snapping the slide to the rear and allowing it to go into battery. And you have to do it sort of hard to do that. You have to do it with some authority, pop, and you have to let it go. Smart defensive shooter will study his or her shooting technique and try to avoid the use of fine motor skill in practice whenever possible. In practice and in training, you can overcome the fight or flight response and form the habit of running your guns, with a minimum of fine motor skills. For most people, they've never been in a deadly encounter before. So you have very little idea of the amount of stress that the fight or flight puts on the body. Competition, well, that puts a little bit of stress on you, but gunfights pile on a lot. There is, in fact, a huge adrenaline dump that occurs. Professional training helps because it gives a person an idea of what to expect and, more importantly, what to do about it. Staying physically fit also helps because it tends to minimize the adrenaline dump and keeps that stressful overload to a minimum. A wise defensive gunfighter will realize that being in a life-threatening encounter will cause his or her body to react. So we train, we practice, we study, and we do that in order to learn to deal with these natural reactions. We have to mitigate and lessen their effect on performance because we have to perform. So none of us are immune to the physical reaction of fight or flight. But with practice and training, we can develop the mindset and defensive technique that allows us to deal with it and still overcome the threat, which is exactly what all of us should be doing. And it never gets boring, and it never gets, monotonous. It's always something new. Always something new. When we get back, despite the trends, there's one state out there considering some new gun control legislation. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter in every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Somebody wants to buck the trend, don't you? I always like it a lot. Unless, of course, they're going to take their citizens down with them. Coming out of Massachusetts, in 2015, more than half of all gun-related deaths in Massachusetts were due to suicide. Because of that, legislators in Massachusetts are now considering a new set of gun control laws aimed at preventing suicides. And the proposed bill, H. 3801, would keep firearms away from those who are at greater risk of self-harm. Doctors, police officers, and family members would be able to determine how mentally fit the person is, which could remove firearms from his or her home. Now, remember one thing about doctors. Nowadays, doctors have become, like, regular doctors will give you medicine to help your mood. Your regular general practitioner will give you Xanax. It will give you Paxil. It will give you, all of those drugs to help your mood. They will become a psychologist for you, amateur nonetheless, but, you know. Police officers, I never knew that they had any diagnostic capability in them. I didn't even know that at all. But apparently they do. Critics of the bill believe it will negatively impact law-abiding gun owners. John Hohenwarger of the National Rifle Association told legislators in Boston, typically when you start removing constitutional rights, they are done through felony convictions with evidence, not by third-party allegations with very little evidence. I would ask you to take a really close look at this legislation. It is flawed and creates many constitutional implications. Massachusetts already has a number of different mechanisms to remove firearms from individuals in appropriate cases, most through what we would say is a due process type system. This bill creates an incredibly different third-party allegation. It requires immediate surrender. This is the gun violence restraining order. That's what they call it in California. This is where they're going to make, and listen, for all of these leftist states to get out there that can find these crystal balls and tell people The question here becomes, does that follow you if you leave that state? That's a big question. Does that follow you if you leave the state where you have been adjudged or alleged, you know, that it's been alleged that you are a danger to yourself or others? That can be for all kinds of reasons. Jenny Yule, she believes the bill could be beneficial. She lost her mother to a mall shooting in Oregon in 2012. I believe that might have been Clackamas. In 2016, her father purchased a firearm and took his own life. She said, I think that would have been able to prevent him from going and buying a gun on the day that he did and just bought us more time to get him the help that he really needed. How did you know he needed help? And if you didn't know he needed help, how come you didn't know he needed help? And if you didn't know he needed help, how do you think having more time would have allowed that? Right now, the bill is being reviewed by the Judiciary Committee. Washington State, California, and Connecticut have passed similar legislation, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. This is the gun violence restraining order in a new locale. Coming from our cousins across the pond in England and Wales. They're seeing the largest annual rise in a decade. Police recorded crime has risen by 10% across England and Wales. And that's a very important thing to understand. They only record crimes that they can, like, for it to be a shooting, they have to catch the shooter and the gun and convict him for that to be called a shooting. So crime is up 10%. That we know about, and yet, it could be higher. Latest crime figures for the 12 months to March also show a 18% rise in violent crime, which the UK is the most violent country on the planet as far as violent crime. Not as far as murder, but see, here's the problem with violent crime. When somebody's, you know, let's say you're a female. And somebody's on top of you. And he's trying to figure out how bad it's going to be for you. He might just beat you up. He might beat you with this brick over here. He might stick a knife in you. He might sexually assault you and do all of the above. How do you know where it's going to stop? They are seeing a 20% surge in gun and knife crime. Now, in the gun-free zone that is England, I mean, I remember distinctly Piers Morgan telling Larry Pratt that they never had gun crime in England. That he would say, do you know how many murders we had in England due to guns? 35. How'd you have that many, Pierce? How did that many happen? Very alarmingly, these statisticians say the rise in crime is accelerating, with a 3% increase recorded in the year of March 2015, followed by an 8% rise in the following year, and now a 10% increase in the 12 months to this March. And the accelerating rise in crime comes as a Home Office figures show a further fall of 924 in the past year in the number of police officers to 123,142 in England and Wales. All police in England are national. There are no local, state, and federal. There are the police, there is the military. Since 2010 in England, police numbers have fallen by 20,592, or roughly the size of a division. Ministers will also be concerned that the country is becoming increasingly violent in nature, with gun crime rising 23% to 6,375 offenses, largely driven by an increase in the use of handguns, which are completely and totally banned there. Knife crime has jumped by 20% to 34,703 incidents. Largest increase in knife crime came in London, which accounted for 40% of the rise. They use knives to rob people, too, 13,000 times. Rape or sexual assaults at knife point also show large percentage increases, although the numbers remain low with a total of 142 offenses that they know of. The 10% rise in police recorded crime to nearly 5 million offenses include increases in burglary and vehicle theft, suggesting that the long-term fall in these higher volume offenses may be coming to an end. In contrast to the ONS figures, the Official Crime Survey of England and Wales asked 35,000 households if they had been a victim of crime in the previous year. Now, that's a pretty good sample. It's not designed to measure harm, high harm, but low volume offenses such as murder and knife crime, and showed a 7% fall compared with the previous year, excluding fraud and computer misuse offenses. If online is included, the number of crimes estimated by the survey rises from 5.9 million to 11 million. This is in a nation that is less than a third our size. And they're having 11 million crimes. And this is a gun-free zone. This is what the gun grabbers want, that they aspire for us to be that way. Absolutely this way. So, okay, I'm pretty glad that's not going to happen in my lifetime anyway. That's the other thing I think gun culture 2.0 needs to understand. What we're doing, what me and my demographic is doing, kids, we're trying to help you. You could get up and help us help you. We're going to do it anyway. We have a sense of duty. But you won't be able to sustain that if you just keep sitting around all the time. It's hard to sustain that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you see a raised fist and a bullhorn and some naughty bit hats on some people, do you consider these people to be moderate? Because nothing says moderation like that one. Coming from the desk of David Kodrew, we have this. A group of Oregon State University researchers recently concluded that gun violence prevention groups in the United States are middle of the ground. In other words, they're in the mainstream in ideology. This coming from the Corvallis Gazette Times, which they parrot this unquestioningly. This surprised professors as it contradicts some depictions of gun violence prevention groups as anti-gun. They spent 2 years studying national and regional gun violence prevention groups and concluded that they are motivated to reduce death and injury by firearms, but that they want to do so while reserving the right to own guns. But they all have very big buts, as in, well, yeah, but. You know, I believe in the Second Amendment, but. So, in other words, if you're willing to turn a blind eye to the endgame gun ban goals, all the Bloomberg moms and the Bradyites want our common sense gun safety laws and reasonable regulations. Now, based upon historical fact, those are demonstrably code words for opposing the bearing of arms, ending private sales, bankrupting the firearms industry, imposing prior restraints, banning the very types of weapons needed by a citizen militia, ignoring due process, and treating freedom like a disease. Left unaddressed is why the most effective gun violence prevention seems to be an armed response. The selected example the authors gave of a being in the middle of the gun debate is telling. They say that other constitutional rights have restrictions, the researchers said. You can't, and here we go, this is my favorite, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That's a restriction on the First Amendment right to free speech. That's also false. You most definitely can yell fire in a crowded movie theater, especially if it's on fire. So let's not even get this old straw man out and beat on him again. All of his straws flat. There are, and there were, no prior restraints. It's just that there had better be a fire. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes conveniently misstated, quote, was, the most stringent protection of free speech would not protect a man in falsely shouting fire in a theater and causing a panic There's a big difference between those two things. You can't open fire in a crowded theater either, at least not unless it's also legally justifiable. No one but a deceiving gun grabber would try to get people to think otherwise. And this leads us to the question if the researchers are truly unbiased fact finders or if they might have some sort of indication of personal bias and motive that merits further scrutiny of their conclusions rather than just blindly swallowing what the Gazette Times regurgitates on their behalf. Title of the study in question, Addressing the Wicked Problem of American Gun Violence, Consumer Interest Groups as Macro Social Marketers. Wicked. Wasn't that the name of a porn company? Bursting right out of the starting gate with some virtue signaling hardly suggests room for acknowledging when the application of violence with a firearm or its deterrence might be righteous and or beneficial. Featured author Amy Huff's credibility for fair-mindedness would be less susceptible to skepticism if she didn't use her Twitter account to retweet a link from a Hillary Clinton donor calling President Trump a megalomaniac to applaud Facebook and other sites for banning gun ads, to promote slick Saatchi and Saatchi propaganda posts or spots from Evolve, to promulgate as legitimate another PSA. Might she have some predispositions on the subject? Her co-authors are also marketing wonks, Michelle Barnhart, Brandon McAlexander, and James McAlexander. So by presenting these researchers as the arbiters of what is moderate, it makes opponents seem unreasonable and extreme, which is the goal. That's the goal. It's the whole goal. Having that message crafted by professional marketeers means that we're being fed selected information by people who are using their skills to influence and manipulate and promote a disarmament agenda. Now then, I know a lot of you hunters are using drones now. I understand it. Drone flying is fun. I have a drone. And flying it is fun. It is undoubtedly fun. However, in the field and in sport, right, drone flying is can be relatively innocuous. And at the same time, you need to use a little bit of responsibility when you're using them. So here we get this campaign called Tread Lightly, which was launched as a public awareness campaign with the U.S. Forest Service. Now, in a lot of cases with some parks, you can't not fly a drone in some parks. But in U.S. Forest Service's areas, there are lots of places where you can. Now, one thing you can't fly over is near a wildfire. Because near wildfire is going to be firefighters and aircraft dropping water on the fires. So when you're flying a drone, you're posing a threat if you're flying it near a fire. Likewise, you can't fly near an airport. Anywhere near an airport. And what you can do is you can use the drone to go out and look for those feral hogs. And you can figure out where that drone is headed by looking at the map on your remote. And then you can go after those feral hogs. If you shoot a hog and it takes off, you can track the hog with the drone and find the hog. So there's a lot of things out there that you can do that are beneficial and actually of a whole lot of use. We're talking about using the drone for JT and I are going to go shoot a Barrett L-82 very shortly. And that's going to be a long way away when we're pulling the trigger on that. And I could have a camera on it down there, or I could just pick up the drone and launch it and fly it down there and take a quick look. But these drones are aircraft. And for the gun owner, these are aircraft that have utility. But you have to know their proper use and everything else. And that's, and I expect nothing less. I mean, I have been looking at this left, right, center, sideways, inside and out to make sure that I do not. There was a time very recently where you had to register your drone with the FAA, and you had to get licensed, and you had to get this, you had to get that. I'm going to get my Part 107 license or permit or whatever you call it, because I'm going to make some money with this drone. I'm going to make some money with this thing. But you don't have to have that to fly recreationally. And among the hobbies that are out there today, learning how to fly one of these things, which is simple if you understand flight as it is dictated to you by a drone remote. It's very simple if you understand that part of it. So that's the fun I'm having with that right now. I'm having a lot of fun with that. And with the gun test that we're going to do in the videos we're going to shoot with that, we will incorporate drone footage. But I will have to do it responsibly, because where we shoot on the other side of that is another range. And I can't fly the drone over people. I can fly the drone over people that it's okay with. It'll be okay with JT. It'll be okay with me. But I cannot fly it over unsuspecting people. But that part of it. Oh, look at that. That part of it is something to pay attention to. So please do. And incorporate that into your training. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. I had him on the show earlier this week, and we said we were going to finish out the week because we didn't really get to finish. So we're going to finish the week this week with him here Friday. Coming up next, this is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.